This is Omar Musni with UN News. Bangladesh's zero-tolerance policy on suspected drug offenders must stop amid reports that it has caused a reported 130 extrajudicial killings in the past 3 weeks, the UN's human rights chief said on Wednesday. The initiative, which began on 15 May, has also led to more than 13,000 arrests, High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad Al-Hussein said in a statement. Ravina Shamdasani, spokesperson for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, or OHCHR, said that it was particularly worrying that the measures began just after Bangladesh told a UN committee in Geneva that it intended to investigate all extrajudicial killings. Ms. Shamdasani spoke to Daniel Johnson about the High Commissioner's comments.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is gravely concerned that a large number of people have been killed in Bangladesh on suspicions of drug offenses. We're talking about some 130 people who have been shot dead by security forces across Bangladesh in 3 weeks, and another 13,000 have been arrested.
Right, so this zero tolerance policy that was announced by the Bangladesh government is in response to a massive drug problem in Bangladesh. Can you give a bit more detail on that?
Yes, the government recently announced a zero tolerance policy to confront the growing consumption of drugs in the country, particularly the spread of methamphetamine. Now, the way that they seem to have gone about the zero-tolerance policy is by conducting raids in areas of Bangladesh, in particular in slum areas. So we are very concerned that already vulnerable communities are being particularly targeted and have been subjected to these raids.
The point is that it's also affecting drug users who are often found in slum dwellings because they can't get and they feel worried about going to drug treatment centres.
Yes, the crackdown has reportedly seriously hampered the ability of people who use drugs to access health services because they fear that if they go to these drop-in centres to seek treatment, they will be arrested or even killed.
And the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad Al-Hussein, is extremely concerned because he says, and you have mentioned, many thousands of people arrested. So presumably there are due process problems, people not being tried properly, although there are mobile courts, I hear.
Well, yes, given the large number of people arrested, there is a high likelihood that many people may have been arbitrarily detained. You can't arrest 13,000 people in the space of 3 weeks with full regard for their human rights.
Now, the government of Bangladesh did speak about extrajudicial killings in Geneva at the UPR, if I'm not mistaken, in recent days, and they said that investigations would take place and those responsible for crimes would be held accountable. What's the feeling about that response from Bangladesh in the Human Rights Office?
Yes, the UN Human Rights Council Universal Periodic Review took place on the 14th of May, and the Bangladeshi authorities at this UPR review undertook to investigate reports of extrajudicial executions, arbitrary arrests, and other serious violations. But these killings began from the 15th of May. So it's particularly deeply worrying that, you know, they said one thing here in Geneva at the UPR, and then this zero tolerance policy against drug offenders was then carried out.